Rick Smith joins us from Jackson College. Rick, big night for you coming up Saturday, going into the Hall of Fame over at St. Clair. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm when I got the call, I was saying to myself, "Am I that old already?" but it's a great honor, and what's really good about it too is my '94 team is also getting inducted. So I've been getting a lot of calls from past players and things of that nature, making sure that each of us are going to be there. So it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, it's nice to be alive and still get those honors.
Yes, it is. There's a special place in my heart with my 16 years at St. Clair and all the players that I coached there and so on. So, yeah, and I also played there going out of high school or getting out of high school. I went there for my first 2 years. So there's a lot of history there for me.
How difficult is JUCO baseball to coach? Just with the weather, the time period, there's a lot involved, isn't there, Rick?
Yeah, there is. And, when I was at St. Clair, I had to share the diamond. It was a city diamond. And, it was 15 minutes from campus. And, it's a lot different. Some of my colleagues out there that coach JUCO baseball, there are some intangibles out there that are hard to overcome and things of that nature. And of course, coaching in the Midwest, in Michigan, and such an early start. And, you got weather and you got all those, those things that you have to overcome. And, but you know what, as far as the JUCO coaching part, there's just so much teaching. And I think that's what excites me as a coach and doing it so many years at that level. And then recruitment, you're reloading every year because it's two and out. So
yeah, that age group, Rick, is not easy because a lot of these guys don't know where they're going or what they want to do.
They're still children in their own minds, and you're a big part of it as a coach and the direction that they're going to take or the direction they're not taking. So you're almost like that second father. And I like it. What I really like is the calls you get, not soon after, but long after. And
yeah.
And the first words out of a past player's mouth is, "Coach, you were right." So sometimes it takes a while to set in, and but once it does, I cherish that, I guess.
So you're at Jackson College. What any differences between the two? Institutions, Rick?
Yeah, there always is. Here we have housing. There we didn't have housing. So I think that's a. I don't want to say an advantage, but it is advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's difference that way. Here we have a diamond on campus. Our gymnasium is much bigger here. And so on. So I think it's been a little bit more easy for me to coach at Jackson than it was at St. Clair. So I'm still getting kind of the same players. I still recruit from the St. Clair County area. And in fact, this year's team, I think I might have two or three on this year's team that is from that area. So my network hasn't changed. It's just got bigger.
Do facilities make a difference or no?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, it just, the 15-minute drive that I had there, I mean, that became stressful, not just on myself as a coach, but on the players. So it's very beneficial to have your diamond on campus.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's going to happen Saturday night?
I'm gonna see. Go back in history a little bit. I was there for 16 years. Going to reminisce with all my past players on the 94 team. Plus, I got a couple of players that are getting inducted individually who are, great players in themselves. And just take it in and enjoy the moment for sure.
How good was that 94 team?
that 94 team was pretty dang good. It didn't hurt having four D1 guys. I had a right-handed pitcher that went to Drexel. He was 9-0 for us. I had a middle infielder that went in the Big Ten with IU. I had another right-handed pitcher that went to University of Dayton. He was 8-1 for us. I mean, when my 1-2 only had one loss between them, they were that good. I had a left-handed pitcher from Windsor to went on to play at a big NAIA school who held runners really well. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that 94 team. I mean, we won the conference in 92 and 93, 94, 97. So there was – in the 90s was good to me. And in 94, I got married in 94 too. So that was a special year for me.
Very good. Very good year. So talk a little bit about your Jackson team. I know you're always optimistic. You guys are getting set to go south.
Yeah, we open up with a good volunteer state D1 program out of the Nashville area in Tennessee. We'll have our hands. We'll be a tough one. We play a 4-game series with them, and then on the 5th game we play St. Charles out of Missouri. So it's a big opening weekend for us. Our opponents are all D1 JUCOs, and they'll definitely test us. And it's just a good opportunity for us to get started. We have, I think, a well-balanced team. Our defense, I think, is going to be very good. And we've increased in our foot speed. We three of our pitchers out of the four conference starters are back. There's some experience there, too.
All about pitching, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's all about staying healthy.
Yeah, that helps the cause.
You have a couple bad injuries, knock on wood, but you have a couple bad injuries early. That becomes detrimental for the season.
Rick Smith going into the Hall of Fame over at St. Clair Community College on Saturday night. Good luck to you, Rick. Should be an exciting night for you.
Yeah, thanks again, Greg, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm honored to be inducted in the Skipper Hall of Fame.